Who's a good boy? Those might be some of the first words your dog hears from you, but they're not the first experiences your dog has had. Probably well before it came into your life, your pup was born into a litter, into a family where it had a whole series of formative developmental adventures that you weren't witness to. If you're a dog lover, you won't want to miss The Year of the Puppy, How Dogs Become Themselves, a new book by Alexandra Horowitz. Alexandra is a professional dog watcher, a researcher at the Dog Cognition Lab at Barnard College, and the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Inside of a Dog. For her new book, Alexandra closely observes the early days of her puppy, Quid, from birth until her first birthday, capturing the social and cognitive milestones that are so easy to miss. So sit, stay, and have a listen to these five big ideas from the book.
Hi. I'm Alexandra Horowitz, here to share five big ideas from The Year of the Puppy, How Dogs Become Themselves. 1. Embrace misbehavior. Adopt a puppy, pick up a training book at the bookstore, and you'll probably read all about how to avoid your new puppy's misbehavior. This is a mistake. What is called misbehavior isn't best understood as bad behavior. Instead, it's communication. It's information gathering. It's excitement or surprise. It can be boredom. For instance, it's communication, barking at a guest. This isn't being rude. They are telling you something. Someone is here, someone new. And you're encouraging that as you go right to the door, often barking back at them in our own way. Congratulations, you're in conversation. Incidentally, wolves rarely bark, and it's theorized that dogs began barking as a communication with us. It's information gathering. A dog sniffing you closely isn't impolite. Dogs see the world through their noses. Up close, they're looking at you, finding out about you. Their noses have the acuity to tell where you've been, what you've eaten, even if you've been secretly petting some other dog. We tend to define dog misbehavior as those things they do that we simply do not like, regardless of whether the dog is equipped to understand or appreciate the rules they are breaking. Your dog's misbehavior is telling you one thing, and it's not that they're bad dogs. What it's telling you is how they experience the world differently than you do. 2. Your puppy is probably a teenager. If you have a dog between 6 months and 2 years old, you don't have, as commonly assumed, a puppy. You, my friend, have a teenager, an adolescent in a mature 30-year-old body. Though we think of dogs as either puppies or adults, they, like young lobster, zebras, and humans, go through a stage of adolescence. Just like the human teenager's sometimes erratic behavior, distant and argumentative one moment, really sweet the next, teenage dogs can be disobedient, seem to seek conflict, and also be clingy and stick by your side. The phase in dogs is driven by hormones. Those that lead to sexual maturity have other consequences, like increased sensitivity to touch and less self-control. Their brains are being rewired, especially in areas regulating emotions and making judgments. That's why you might see more challenges to your authority. They may still sit when asked, but only when a stranger, not you, asks. Moody. But if an adolescent dog suddenly refuses to come when called, people are disposed to say, "Oh, you're a bad dog." Not correctly, "Oh, you're going through a phase." This is a problem because a primary reason for returning or giving up a dog is their behavior. They jump, bite, escape, soil the house. And with the uptick of these behaviors in adolescence, there's a severe uptick of relinquishments, which can lead to euthanization. But it is only a phase. And it's hard for them, too. It's been likened to being like waking up in a tent in a hurricane. Realize that, and it's easier to release your vice grip and worry about this mischievous scamp in your midst. 3. Dogs are not given a guidebook to living with humans. New owners often pick up a training book to instruct them about their new pups. But where is the pup's book? Surprisingly, we are that book. And it is indeed a surprise to most people who are unaware of this arrangement. But dogs are not born understanding the Byzantine rules of human social interaction, the rules of our houses, or what we consider appropriate behavior. Dogs don't understand the pronouns we put on items, thinking they're meaningful. That's my bed. That's your bed. Don't have a clue about the identities we give to objects. That's a shoe, not a chew toy. Research of my lab has shown that even when we think they know they've done something wrong, giving us the guilty look familiar to all dog people, this look isn't a sign of guilt. It's a learned submissive display they put on when we're angry, so we don't punish them. And it's pretty good at that. In our flailing guidebook writing way, we even design their environment poorly, making it difficult for them to smoothly navigate this new space. You don't leave kids alone with sharp objects, and we shouldn't leave dogs alone with a cheese plate. If you leave a pair of your favorite shoes that smell like you in the middle of the living room when you leave the house, you have designed your environment to include special you-smelling enrichment devices at home. Your dog will take to it and interact with your shoes in a way you might find objectionable. So sharpen up your tour guide skills because you are leading your pup in a foreign land. 4. Your dog is your mirror. Amazingly, there is research that bears out our intuition that dogs look like their owners or vice versa. When given an array of photos of dogs and another of people, it turns out that people can match the person to their dog at rates higher than chance. They reflect us in other ways too, though. Their behavior shows us how we have dealt with them in the past. For instance, does your dog bark to go outside? Or start nibbling at you when they want attention? You have trained that. Dogs, coming into human homes, not knowing the language, learn quickly to be good observers of your behavior. And they try to communicate with you. As they do, the ways of talking that stick are the ones that you respond to. Do you ignore your dog when they're quiet and only look in to see what the matter is when they start barking? Your dog learns, bark, to get your attention. Take a look at your dog and you'll be seeing something of yourself. 5. The lower your expectations, the higher your chances of a satisfying relationship with this new dog. I'm not saying you should have no standards, that anything goes, but the expectations we tend to have upon meeting dogs and adding them to our lives get in the way of learning about who they are. And we have a lot of expectations. In today's culture, puppies come to us by breeder or shelter with a reputation of their breed or parents already defining who they are. Oh, a friendly dog. This dog is trainable. This dog is good with kids. We look outside and see people walking down the street with dogs walking agreeably by their sides, as though it has always been that way. We see dogs coming when called, eliciting smiles from the person and wags all around. And so we all come to the experience of having a puppy with ideas about how it's going to go. And somehow we think it'll go that way right away. We come in already thinking we know who that puppy is going to be. We prepare with books that talk about how puppies behave, not unlike the user's manual for our new tablet or coffee maker. We think it will be a sweet, innocent, easy addition to our lives. We think they'll sleep through the night, will understand us, will want what we want. We're wrong, of course. And it is these expectations that distract us from seeing the delightful, difficult, burgeoning personality that is there. Drop those expectations, and you get to watch them become who they are before your eyes.
Thank you, Alexandra. That was Alexandra Horowitz with 5 big ideas from The Year of the Puppy, How Dogs Become Themselves. If you hope someday you'll be able to communicate better with your dog and other animals, have a listen to our book bite for How to Speak Well. I'm Rufus Griscom. Have a tail-wagging good day.